Alaska-based soldiers will start deploying to Afghanistan within the next week. Over the course of the coming month, the Army is sending about 1,200 members of the 4th Brigade Combat Team, 25th Infantry Division, or 425, from Anchorage's Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson. Major David Cochran is the unit's operations commander and says most of the soldiers will be sent to the eastern part of the country. They will be advising and assisting Afghanistan security forces.
We're partnered with both the Afghan police, uniformed and border police, and then the Afghan National Army. And so we're really wanting to help them become more capable and more able to defend their own nation, to conduct their own missions, and be independent of outside help, international help, as much as possible.
Cochran says while the training mission ahead is much less combat-oriented than the unit's last deployment to Afghanistan, it's still inherently dangerous working in a war zone. All the service members set to deploy have been told they are going, but officers admit communicating that to individuals and families has been a point of confusion over the last few weeks. That issue stems from how the Army is coordinating unit rotations for the advise and assist missions in Afghanistan. Cochran says it's a relatively new development that only a third of a unit like the 425 would be deployed for a role like this, while leaving the majority of its personnel and equipment back at the unit's base. News that members of the 425 would be heading to Afghanistan was announced in April and is not connected with President Trump's recent decision to send several thousand more troops to the country. The last time members of the unit were on a combat deployment was to Afghanistan from 2011 to 2012.